How can this be? How can a week of Atenolol reduce 2-year mortality? Well, let's do a thought experiment. Suppose we take 200 people with really, really, really bad coronary disease. It's a thought experiment, so I can get the sickest patients I want, enrollment is easy, consent is easy, and the paperwork is minimal. We randomize the patients into two groups. 100 patients are sent to military boot camp. 24 hours a day of exercise, stress, pain, tachycardia, poor or no sleep, and no food. The other group of 100 patients get catered meals in a hotel with a comfortable chair, TV, and pampering. What's going to happen? Well, some of the people in the boot camp group are going to die from the forced exercise. Of the people that don't die, there's going to be episodes of myocardial ischemia, and that ischemia is going to crack into coronary plaque. Coronary ischemia damages the coronary endothelium. Once it's damaged, activated platelets cause vasoconstriction. In normal coronaries, activated platelets cause vasodilation. But in the ischemia-damaged coronaries, activated platelets cause vasoconstriction. So ischemia begets more ischemia, begets infarction, which may lead to death. The stress leads to ischemia, which leads to infarction, which may lead to death. These deaths that occur during the week of forced exertion, or in the next few weeks or months, the week of stress has set up a chain of events that leads to cardiac morbidity and mortality. Well, what about the people in the comfy chair group? Well, we never stressed them. We never started the vicious cycle. They just enjoyed themselves.